Good day and welcome to another edition of Connoisseur's Corner. This is Jordan Rich along with Anthony Giglio, who of course is the editor of the Food & Wine magazine Wine Guide for 2011. And Anthony, champagne, still a lot of it floating around. I understand that there's some good news, good health news about champagne.
It's true, Jordan. According to a recently published article in the British Journal of Nutrition, champagne has the same health benefits as red wine, which means that the polyphenols found in red wine, thanks to the skin contact, are also present in champagne, which any champagne lover knows is mostly made with red wine grapes, Pinot Noir, right, and Pinot Meunier.
Yeah, we've talked about that in the past. So the essence of the grape is what we're talking about. That stuff that's in that grape that is so powerful is good in champagne.
It's true. And because champagne is really a red wine in disguise, most people shy away from it, or they think it's, you know, too pretentious or too fussy. But in fact, there are plenty of affordable versions. You can get champagne method wines that aren't necessarily from champagne, from other regions of the world that are much cheaper. And they're delicious for every day, and they feel festive just drinking them.
Yeah, so the idea is don't just think holidays or special occasions. You can, you know, use champagne more liberally, I guess.
Right, or at least sparkling wine any day.
Outstanding. Sounds great. Great to have you back. Happy New Year, Anthony.
Happy New Year, Jordan.
You bet. That is Anthony Giglio, who is the Food & Wine magazine editor of the Wine Guide 2011, an amazing array of information for you, all part of Connoisseur's Corner here on WBZ News Radio 1030.